Many of you fall back into old patterns created before your awakening. This happens when you are unaware of your thoughts and actions. Everything is energy, including habits, trauma, and emotional and spiritual blockages. To survive, the ego creates attachments influencing behaviors that can cause harm. It also creates a barrier between your emotional and your physical body. When you figure out the root cause of a problem, you can bring awareness into the situation and solve the issue. Be mindful of your thoughts and behaviors and keep a journal so that you can reflect and heal yourself. The spiritual awakening is a process of elimination. By trusting this journey, you will learn to let go of behaviors, social constructs, beliefs, restrictions, and the ego. The ego doesn't magically lose its grip, but as you become authentic, it will change its purpose to serve instead of to control. You can tell the ego to leave you alone. A meditation and breathing practice will silence the ego. Keep repeating this practice until you're in control of your thoughts and behaviors. Everyone who has a spiritual awakening also awakens their psychic abilities. These abilities evolve as you grow in your journey to self-discovery. You fall into an ego trap when you become attached to these abilities or to people performing readings. By accepting your sixth sense as a natural gift, you'll be able to develop your skills. You are a total package and fully equipped for your journey in life. Other people can and will help you, but you need to learn to trust your intuition. A good psychic is a teacher, and they will help you to discover your own gifts and skills. Unfortunately, there are many people out there that you have to be aware of. Spirit doesn't mind anyone making a living with their spiritual gifts, but they do frown upon those that misuse their abilities. A reading will be incorrect when a person doesn't operate from the heart center. Another red flag that you should be aware of is when someone is requesting an unreasonably high amount of money in return for a reading. It is best to stay away from these people. Spirituality and its knowledge is given freely by spirit, and it should be freely given to others. We are all in it together and meant to help each other. Besides, when you take the time to develop your gifts and skills, you will discover that you have a natural connection with spirit. This communication can come in different ways. It could be intuitive, much like an inner knowing, audible, visible, or in other ways. Evil is a manifestation of the unconscious mind, and it's low in frequency and vibration. When this energy is projected out into the world, it will attract other people and entities who resonate with this frequency. These entities are called demons, dark forces, and evil spirits. They are spirits whose heart connection was not developed, therefore they are attracted to the unconscious mind. This type of energy is food for malicious entities. It's all they know until an awakened soul brings them the awareness of love and light. Dark entities have to learn and realize they also carry soul essence and the light within themselves. They evolve when they become conscious and aware. Most people don't know when they experienced an encounter with these entities and believe that they were tired because of a lack of energy. This doesn't mean that they were under attack each time they felt tired. The attack on humans from other beings are rare, and they can only harm you when you're open and unprotected. People who vibrate in low frequency are automatically unprotected and can fall victim to the darkness. Raise your frequency and vibration, and dark entities will stay away. Some of you have experienced a spiritual attack, but you can protect yourself. Either ask help from a person who works with these entities or ask spirit for help. There are also people who work with dark forces and can cause harm to others by casting spells and curses. A good shaman can lift these and restore your energy shield back into its protective function. Be careful who you invite into your energy field and stay away from spellcasters.